glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome, listening friend. You're tuned in for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 12th, 2013. I have a special guest on the phone lines and also Pastor Jason Schiffo, who's still recovering. This is going to be a three-party call, and you're going to learn about a special conference that's coming to Windsor Road Christian Church, where our good friend Brenda Tennell works, along with a very capable superstar pastor, Randy Boltinghouse. We appreciate so many of the members over there. We have a lot of friends at Windsor Road Christian Church. Well, they're putting on a special DNA of Relationship conference. It's coming Friday night, June 21st, and Saturday, June 22nd. Friday night, it's 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., and then Saturday, 8:30 to 12:30. The cost is $29, and it's well worth it. It's an investment in your marriage. I highly recommend this conference, and Bob Paul is super. If you'd like to register, and I sure hope you will, you can go to windsorroad.org. That's windsorroad.org, or call 217-359-2122. That's 217-359-2122. And I should mention, Bob Paul is the co-president of the National Institute of Marriage out of Branson. Great teacher, great guy, a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Well, Bob, I'm so glad you're with Jason and I on the phone lines here for this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I know your heart. I've spent some time with you. You've been here in the past where you put on a DNA of Relationships seminar, and it was such a blessing to our community, to my life. Yet your heart, it's sold out for the Lord. It's rooted in understanding about marriage and understanding about heartache. It's understanding that God can restore even the most broken marriages. And it comes from your pursuit of reading God's Word, of being close to Him on a daily basis. And you're just so capable. So I'm so excited that you're bringing this DNA of Relationships seminar in just about a week and a half to Windsor Road Christian Church. I highly recommend our radio listeners attending and getting registered. And so can you give us kind of what you're going to be bringing and what they can expect and what they can leave with, some of the takeaways?
That would be great. And again, it's just great to talk to you again, Mark. And Jason, it's great to meet you and just excited to be coming back to Champaign. The conference is exciting for me because I've been working with marriage for so many years now, and then have walked through such a powerful personal journey with struggle and then God leading us to incredible victory, that what we've learned is that we've worked with couples in crisis for years and years and years and found that God so faithfully shows up, and He has taught us so much. And what we've learned through working with couples who are struggling, actually we've found applies every bit as much and even maybe more so to couples who aren't in crisis, that the basic principles and design for marriage that He has put into place really work for everybody. So what we're doing is we're going to be bringing those ideas, those thoughts, those principles of what we've learned over the years to Champaign, and just excited to just share because it is powerful stuff.
Now, are you saying with this DNA of Relationships that men and women are different?
You know, I've discovered that it doesn't take a scientist to be able to see that. There's some really significant differences, and obviously far more than just the physical. There are ways that we are wired different. There's ways that our brain is different. There's ways that we've been taught to be different. That by itself creates some just very big challenges for anybody in marriage. So, yeah, there's some significant differences there.
And I think at the seminar, you'll kind of talk through that. There'll be some role play or some examples. Or can you share just a few things so maybe our listeners like, well, I've never really thought about, I mean, I know I'm different, but we're really literally wired differently, where we think differently, we respond to different stimulus. Can you maybe take us through a few things or give us a few pointers so that somebody can say, oh, I get that now. Oh, that makes sense. That's why we have this conflict over and over again.
Well, one of the things that I have seen that Satan uses to take couples out more than anything else, beyond those differences, is that we have a tendency to, when we get into conflict, the natural thing to think is that, or to posture yourself is as if your spouse is the enemy, the adversary. And we kind of square off and we start to fight through conflict. And Satan absolutely loves that. But the reality is that marriage is a team sport. And when you're on the same team, as you are in marriage, there's only two possible outcomes. You both win or you both lose. There is no such thing as a win-lose outcome in marriage ever. It's just an illusion from the pit of hell. And we get battling with each other as if, you know, one of us is going to win and one is going to lose. And it never is that way. So one of the things that we'll do in the conference is that we will actually show you as a participant how to recognize that's going on and how to completely posture yourself differently so that you set it up so that your marriage is a winning team always, every time. And God wants that.
Now, I know there's going to be a Friday night session, 6:30 to 9:30, and then again on Saturday, 8:30 to 12:30. What I love about you, Bob, is you're funny, so there's humor, and yet there's serious sides, yet there's teaching, there's points of application, a little role-playing. So take us through maybe what's going to happen on Friday night and then the Saturday 8:30 to 12:30 session.
Well, on Friday night, we're going to demonstrate to everybody there that there is a very predictable pattern that underlies challenges and conflicts in virtually every marriage. And we will help you as an audience participant to actually identify that, see how it plays out in general, and then actually be able to figure out how it specifically plays out for you and your marriage. That's where we'll start. And then we do have some presentation in terms of PowerPoint and stories and videos. We've got a couple of great videos. They're actually really funny, but really make some great points. And those will be Friday night. The second session on Friday night is going to talk about how to create the ideal marital environment and basically to learn how to facilitate God's, make it available for God to come in and work with you to create the perfect setting for all the good stuff to happen, how to begin to counter that pattern that underlies relationships. So that's going to be Friday. And then Saturday we're going to get much more practical, and we will give you four basic tools to go ahead and how to make the relationship what it can be so you can enjoy, you know, the real benefit, because God truly wants each one of us to have an amazing marriage. And truthfully, anything less than that really doesn't bring a lot of glory and honor to God. He doesn't want us to just be enduring misery or even mediocrity for that matter. He wants us to thrive, to be thrilled with our marriage and the direction it's headed. And that's what brings glory to God. So that is our goal, not just to keep you together for the cause, but to help you thrive as you walk this out with the Lord.
Now, you mentioned in the beginning about your marriage thriving, but it wasn't always that way. I don't know how comfortable you feel sharing aspects of it, but I want to give our listeners hope that no matter where they're at in their marital journey, whether they're having a wonderful, beautiful marriage now, or maybe there's conflict, or maybe they've given up hope and they just don't see how things can be resolved, could you share a little of how you saw God bring healing and change to your own marriage?
I sure can. Yeah, Jenny, my wife, has given me pretty much carte blanche to talk about anything. She's been as amazed as I have as to what God's done, because truthfully, the fact that in many circles in the country I'm viewed as a marriage expert is baffling to me in many ways because of my history. Jenny and I have been married for over 32 years, and the fact that we're still married is a testimony to God and His miraculous power, His redemptive power, because it's been a tough road. We have had so many challenges. You know, Jenny led me to the Lord the day I accepted the Lord the day before our wedding. And even though I was on a pretty solid course from that point forward and walking this out with Christ, we didn't give him a lot to work with. We both had our challenges, and it was tough. We had some terrible times. What's amazing is that we fought through, we allowed God to change us, to grow us, to teach us, and really just the last few years, and we've always been honest about the fact that we've had our challenges. I've written 3 books now, and there's lots of Bob and Jenny struggle stories in there, but the last few years, God has done a healing and taken us to what feels like a relatively final place where we don't seem to be going back from. We are so good. It's so weird, Mark, to tell you that because, I mean, you knew me at a time initially where we weren't there. Mm. And I was honest about the struggles we had then, the many ways that we were in conflict and the many ways we were hurting. And now it's just even weird to say it, but we're great and we stay great. When we have issues, they last from 15 seconds to 15 minutes. And then God pretty much gets us past it. And I just go, how can this be? How can this be my marriage? I never thought this would happen.
And so really, when you bring this conference, the DNA of relationships, to our area, it's for people that are in conflict, people that are struggling, people that have maybe even given up hope. Yet it's also beneficial for those that have been senior saints, married happily for many years, because some of the principles are transcendent, if you will. They're just good principles of communication, of learning to care for each other, and learning to recognize our differences and celebrate them.
Well, yeah, you know, the reality is that God has a basic design for marriage. It doesn't mean how you actually structure it, you know, the details is so much, but there are some real core principles. And many times our culture sets us up to fail. We are taught things, and sometimes the church, you know, compounds the problem. We've got ideas that we're told about what should work, and they many times can't work. And when we are believing something should be, and we're trying to make it work with our spouse, and it doesn't work, unfortunately, what we normally first think is the problem is our spouse. I mean, we may think there's something wrong with us, but, you know, in so many of the cases, it's not either of the people. It's that they're trying to put something into practice that can't succeed. So, obviously, that's true for couples who are struggling. But if you can understand the basic principles, even if you're doing relatively well and you've got a good marriage and you just want it to be better, really aligning with God's design and structure and understanding some of these key things that our culture is trying to teach us that set us up to be unnecessarily frustrated can be a tremendous benefit.
In case you just tuned in, I have Bob Paul on the phone with me. He's the co-president of the National Institute of Marriage out of the Branson area. He's coming to our area a week from this Friday, June 21st and 22nd, and you can find out more by contacting Windsor Road Christian Church at 217-359-2122. That's 217-359-2122, or stop by windsorroad.org, windsorroad.org. This is a DNA of Relationship Marital Conference. Highly recommend it. Get registered today.
Hey, Bob, this is Pastor Jason. You just spoke about culture and culture in terms of our marriage, and we know that you've been helping marriages for many, many years. What do you see the differences in terms of culture, the things that maybe 10 or 15 years ago marriages were dealing with, but it's vastly different than what marriages are dealing with today?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. You know, our culture is changing toward marriage in relatively dramatic fashion. The reason that people get married or don't get married has changed because, you know, there was, when I was a kid even, and I'm going to betray my age at this point, but that was a good time ago. When I was a kid, people got married for very different reasons. It was almost a necessity in many ways. Women didn't have the opportunities that they have today to basically financially care for themselves fully. And men, if they wanted to get along in career and so forth, many times really needed to be married. And then there was all the practical concerns of just taking care of a family and so forth. Many of those things, due to the way our culture has changed and economic opportunity that has been created for everybody and especially for women, has changed that. So people don't get married out of a sense of necessity necessity anymore, and in many cases don't even feel they need to get married, so they're delaying getting married, or they're even just in many ways just giving up on the institution and seeing it as an outdated idea. And it's unfortunate because it's a real attack on an institution that I know is foundational to our culture, foundational to the kingdom, and kind of sad. So, you know, people are looking at how many people are divorced, and truthfully, I'm a product of a divorced home. My parents were divorced when I was like 7 months old, and when I was a kid in the 60s, I was an oddball being from a divorced family. Today, if you're a kid of an intact home, you're the oddball. That more kids seem to be coming from divorced homes than intact homes. That is a radical change in our culture.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, Mark opened up with a scripture that I know that means a lot to you in the ministry, Proverbs 4:23, which says, above all else. And I'm a, you know, a Bible teacher, so when the Bible says above all else, my antennas go way up. But it says to guard your heart. And do you think that couples really struggle with nowadays being on guard in terms of working on their marriage, maintaining their marriage, versus simply arriving at a conference or going somewhere once it's already broken?
You know, I think they do. I think that people don't really recognize what it takes to make a marriage thrive, the level of intimacy, the level of connection, of real vulnerability and sharing. So, you know, a lot of times what happens is people kind of get caught up in the busyness of life, and that's changed a lot too, and end up just kind of putting some of their marriage on autopilot. And when that happens, people tend to feel varying degrees of disconnect, and it tends to grow if you don't very intentionally create an environment and invest in the relationship in such a way to keep you feeling connected and close. It's kind of unfortunate for the couple, it's unfortunate for the family, and then many times what happens is by the time their kids are finally grown and gone, all of a sudden they look at each other and realize they've been so busy and so focused on raising the family and not investing in their relationship that they look at each other like a couple of strangers, and it's like, where do we go from here?
Hey, Bob, for our listener that's tuning in, maybe somebody scanning the dial or, you know, regular listener to the morning edition of Mark and Friends or the re-airing for that matter in the evening, is there a few maybe helpful tips for building that intimacy or connecting or something that maybe they can't make it to the seminar that I highly recommend, but a tip or two or maybe some principles that they can take with them today, think through, and maybe even apply into their marriage this very afternoon or this evening?
Yeah, I think there really are. I mean, fortunately, God's design for almost everything is relatively elegantly simple, and I don't think it's that different from marriage. If you want to be intimate, it's going to require people to be open and close, and the only way that's going to happen without a lot of effort and without a lot of risk is to really invest in making it safe. And it's so sad how careless we often are, you know, with the passage to above all else, guard your heart. You know, the reason that God's calling us to guard our heart is because our heart, when it's open, is very vulnerable and very capable of being damaged, devalued, for us to be hurt. And we so often are so careless and can get caught up in our own emotions and then do and say things or not even really pay attention to how it's affecting ourselves and our spouse and the environment, and we end up feeling increasingly as if we need to kind of guard ourselves and protect ourselves, and we kind of go to the relationship with walls and armor on, and the deeper parts of marriage can't be experienced if we're set up that way. So to take very seriously the guarding of our spouse and their well-being, to taking care of ourselves and our responsibility to manage the temple of the Holy Spirit that we are, and to guard the relationship so that we can go to that time together fairly free, fairly relaxed, fairly confident that we're not going to be hurt in that situation, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, that all of those areas feel safe, is a huge opportunity, a huge benefit, and it's sadly a focus that very few people I know in marriage actually have. And if you can change to that focus, it can make more difference than anything else I can think of.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for carving out some time. I look forward to you coming to our area on Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd. And for our listener that's maybe struggling in a marriage, or for somebody that's in a situation that's hopeless, or somebody that's just wanting to pick up some tools or techniques or insights into marriage that would feel comfortable coming to this DNA of relationships, could you pray up those people that are considering, weighing, that are maybe struggling in a marriage, and close out our program by praying for them and praying for marriage, the Institute of Marriage that God has ordained for us. So if you could please pray, that'd be great.
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful love and attention to us. Lord, I just know how much you want nothing but the best for us, and that you are so passionate about us and being in relationship with us. And Lord, you are a relational God, and I know that you have great relationships, and you want us to have great relationships, relationships that shine your light forth into a dark world, Lord. And I know that you will take us there if we let you, Lord. So I just ask for anybody that's out there that is longing for that and doesn't have all of that that they would like, and anybody that is feeling inclined to want to come and spend time in this conference that we're going to be doing, Lord, that you would just bless that time, and you would bless the individuals and bless the couples, Lord, and that you would help us to just share ideas and principles and truths, Lord, that would make access to you even greater, Lord, and make the marriages even more special and really be a tremendous testimony to bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. I just ask that you would bless this community, Lord. I ask that you would bless this conference and bless the church that's hosting it. And we just ask that all of it would be done to your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Bob, or should I say Dr. Paul, I appreciate your time and your expertise and your friendship and just being that vehicle that God is using to help give people hope in their maybe broken marriage and just fortify those that are in good marriages. And just your three books that I didn't know you have written, so I'm going to have to find out more about that and maybe have you back on a future program to learn what God is teaching you through these books. And very great blessings on you in the days ahead, and we look forward for you to come to town on Friday, June 21st and the 22nd. So thanks for being available today.
It's been my pleasure, Mark. It's always wonderful to talk to you, and I can't wait to be back in Champaign.
What a great guy, and he's going to present a great conference Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd at the Windsor Road Christian Church, 2501 West Windsor Road in Champaign. I highly recommend this conference. And to register or find out more, you can go to windsorroad.org. That's windsorroad.org, or call 217-359-2122. That's 217-359-2122. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.